now at 11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. It's only going to get better after this. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 70 minutes, something like the midnight 15 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. And of course, we want to thank Mike from Classic Rock Mine for sitting in for us last week on a short notice substitution. He's very good like that. Swift, I tell you, like the wind. He can pull a show together and rock you. Seems like he did it just fine last week. So nice to have him around again. I love it. Love it. Guess we should take a brief peek at the Bubbles in the Think Tank calendar. Maybe if I were to pull up a calendar at the time that I say that I should take a look at one, that would be a very good thing. Yes, it would. You know, the end of the radio obituary year is coming up. Of course, the last official radio obituary for this year is coming up on October 28th, which means that after that, round about November 1st-ish, give or take, your titular head of research and mine, with great assistance, by the way, from our director of minutia, Bob Cohen. Freddie's going to poll you to find out which of the radio obituaries from the 2017 radio obituary year will be replayed as part of the Radio Obituary Retrospective coming up conceivably, on November the 25th. It's our annual clip show. And why the heck not? Right? Right. So that's coming up on the 25th of November. So be on the lookout in the beginning of November for that polling. He's very good at it. He's had a few years practice now. Then, let's see here, what else? Oh, well, actually before, on November 18th, I will not be in the studio. We'll let you know who will be. Plenty of notice on that. And then, the most exciting time of year, the most sparkly anyway, the January Fairy. She's going to be here in Boston, in the studio, live, with me, Belinda, on December the 16th for the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib. So get your Mad Lib shoes on for that. We will be taking calls. That's how we do it here. And that's the calendar right now. Other than that, I got nothing for you. Nothing. Well, that's not true. I guess probably the bee's knees. We'll be looking at the bee's knees for, I'm going to guess, because I don't want to rush myself. So the 2017 bee's knees. Well, let's call that right now for January the 13th. And with that, it's an official calendar here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So we better get going here on the Free Association. Of course, everybody knows I was out of town for a chunk of this week. So when that happens, you know what we do, because I don't have time to do my own thinking. I let you do the thinking for me. And we called it a free association over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And people went over there and gave me words for me to free associate with. And this one's loosey-goosey, let me tell you right now. Because even, I didn't work hard on it. But hey, isn't that the best way sometimes? It's like when we do this together, it's like we've got a lot of Belinda listener cooperation right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Cooperation. Well, girl, I'm sure we could use a little cooperation ourselves. But I know, and you know, that it would be plum foolish to ask for or expect any such thing like cooperation from a man. I speak from experience. I say you just can't get it. They want to use you, abuse you, drill you, then kill you. Just listen to that cooperation record all the way through. Play part one, then part two. You'll dig what I mean. Why, if that Granny Dodge, you could get some cold-lame brain female to go to the employment agents and take any one of those slaves he's talking about and support him, that would be a cool operation, not cooperation. Cool operation. Cool operation. Cool operation. I should lose my health. I like to cool this operation myself. I'd marry that man without hesitation, 'cause that's what I'd call cooperation. And while we're on the subject of matrimony, girl, did you dig how that sick cat vulgarized the word married? But what do you expect from an evil man? Why, the world is full of talks like him. And did you ever hear one of them sick cats who would marry a girl after he's got her where he wants her? I say no, they're all alike. They'll brag, they'll boast, make you think they're the most. And at the very same time, they don't own a thin dime. And that Cadillac he keeps bragging about, I bet it's a limousine, a 1937 refugee from a funeral home. Cooperation, I'd like to give him some cooperation right between the eyes with a baseball bat. Hit him so hard every time he blinks those eyes, it would tip his hat. That might might give his manners a little stimulation. Girl, that would be a cool operation. Cool operation.
Snake. My eyes are bloody red, my nights are filled with dread. This song is in my head, I can't get it out. Should not have visited that website which they said had this animated badger singing loud. Oh, that freaking badger! Badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom!
Through thick and thin. There's no one standing here, I'd better think again. Is it the blues I've got, or am I just a fool? Or has my mind forgot how to have a clue? And when they lock me up, that's when I'll finally be free of all these troubles and insanity. But now you've got me in a spot, I don't know if it's love or not. I tried to call and say hello, you can't talk now, you've got to go. You leave me hanging high and dry without a clue as to why. Why is it always me? And if you think I'm nutty now, then just stay tuned, I'll show you how. A crazy man who is in love, he doesn't push, he doesn't shove, he waits it out just like I will. He's got lots of time to kill, killing me so slowly.
Ronella?
Yes, Amber?
Why don't you return my calls? Is it because you don't like me?
Oh, not exactly.
Should I change my brand of toothpaste? Is it because I have a mullet hairdo?
Well, I've got one too.
Please come back someday.
Now I know how to play the game, I wrote all the rules. Before I go insane, I have to let you choose. I'm gonna let you back up and take back all you have said. We'll start all over, that would clear my head. You think my head's a coconut and all my thoughts are in a rut. You talk to me like I can hear, you're in your window in my ear. And now the tables have turned, and who will be getting burned? Burning a hole in me. First I lost my marbles, I don't know what to do.
Uncle Joyce Weathersby and the Lightning Rod Agent by Mr. Cal Stewart, Edison Record. Well, long last summer I was sitting out on my back porch and along come a feller and he said to me, "Why, my dear sir, I'm astonished at you. I've looked over your entire premises and I find you haven't got a lightning rod on any building that you possess. Why, my dear sir," I says, "now hold on, gosh darn you, what you got to sell?" Well, he told me he had some lightning rods and he brought out a little machine that told me to take hold of the handles, that he'd show me what a powerful thing electricity was. Well, I took a hold of them handles and he turned on a crank, and that darn machine just made me dance all over the porch, and that darn thing wouldn't let go. Well, I told him I guess he could put up a lightning rod or two, seeing as how I didn't have any, and I went over to Ezra Hoskins' house, and when I got back home, I'll tell you, my place was a sight. It looked like a harrow upside down. There was 10 lightning rods on the barn, 6 on the house, 2 on the kitchen, 1 on the smokehouse, 1 on the granary, 1 on the hen coop, and when I got there, that darn fool had the old muley cow cornered up, trying to put a lightning rod on her. Well, I paid him for what he had done, and thank the Lord he hadn't done any more. And he got me to sign a paper what stated that he had done a good job. Well, a couple of days after that, we had a thunderstorm, and I think the lightning struck everything on the place except spring wagon and old muley cow, and they didn't have any lightning rod on them. I thought I was getting all pretty lucky till the next day a feller come along with that paper what I had signed, that it was a note for $650, that I'll be gosh dinged if I didn't have to pay it. Bunkoed again by Chowder.
Well, too young to drink and too smart to think, a touch is on his the moonless sky. Cattle rolling frightened eyes.
Keep them holding tight, cowboy, pray with all your might.
This herd won't stampede tonight. There's lightning, there's thunder, there's wind, there's rain. Stampede! 10,000 cattle on the run, ready for an early morning sun.
Lightning snaps the skies, cattle drop and never rise. Stampede!
10,000 cattle in flight. The devils are riding herd tonight.
The thunder of the hooves and the fury from the sky.
Don't get out in front or every man dies. There's lightning, there's thunder, there's wind, there's rain. Stampede! Breath. And we face to fight this raging night with the odds on the side of death. For a stampeding herd when it's panic stirred is a thing for a cowboy to shun. For no mortal man ever holds command when the cattle are on the run.
Stampede!
The rising of the wind sends out its wail, driving cattle down an endless trail.
Rolling thunder boom, sending cattle to their doom. Stampede!
There's lightning, there's thunder, there's wind, there's rain. Stampede!
Stampede! Yeah!
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word
freedom.
Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F,
freedom
is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word, just by its sound, can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love.
Freedom,
as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word Frichen, which means to strike. In English,
freedom
falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John
freedom
Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley
freedoms.
Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the
freedoming
work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too
freedoming
much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is
freedoming
beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a
freedom.
As part of a word,
abso-freedom-lutely,
or in
freedom
incredible. And as almost every word in a sentence,
freedom,
the freedom-king,
freedomers.
As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of
freedom,
as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got
freedom
to use car lot, dismay, off
freedom,
trouble, I guess I'm really
freedom
now. Aggression. Don't
freedom
with me, buddy. Difficulty. I don't understand this
freedom
question. Inquiry. Who the
freedom
was that? Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the
freedom
is going on here. Incompetence. He's a
freedom
off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go
freedom
yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly.
Freedom.
You.
Pie from the beer if you like the way I cook, and if you like the way I look, then step inside my shady nook, and you'll find mangoes and papayas, anything your heart desires. Mangoes, papaya, chestnuts from the fire. The food is so good. Desires, mangoes, papaya, chestnuts from the fire. The food is so good you will want to stay. Eat up and drink up, and maybe you think of the day when we say, preacher man.
You'd think I wasn't even aware of what was going on here on this radio show sometimes. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are free associating this evening with much freedom, thank you. I know you had no doubt. And I was hoping that would make Chuck you happy. I'm hoping all of this does. This is a very freewheeling free association tonight. So hopefully it's all coming together to make you, the listener, as happy as you can be. Now I have to turn around and get the public service announcement book because I failed to prepare for that. I know, I mean, like, what else am I doing over here? Oh, here's an interesting thing. Tomorrow, just hours from now, really, Sunday, September 17th at 5 p.m., it's the WMFO General Interest Meeting. So if you've ever wanted your own radio show here on WMFO, you can find out today, well, tomorrow, Sunday at 5 p.m., show up at room 104 of Pearson Hall, right here on the Tufts University campus, 62 Talbot Avenue, and, you don't have to be a student. You can be a community member. Just show up Sunday at 5 p.m. Hours from now. Learn how you can become a DJ right here at WMFO. Really, it's simple. You fill out some forms. You do a couple of trainings. Boom! You get a radio show. It's just that simple. But you're listening to this one now, so I hope it's good enough for you. If it's not, then you definitely need to attend the general interest meeting. Plenty more silliness to go. I know you had no doubt. Don't think we've got any more Bubbles in the Think Tank classics, but we got some favorites. Like this one. Like this one up next from Stereo Total right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ich war kalt wie ein Kühlschrank und steif wie ein Besenstock, traurig wie eine Schlafmütze, wie die Wüste. Ich sprach nie wie ein Grab, lachte niemals wie eine Tür, dachte nie wie ein Stuhl, war unglücklich wie ein Stein. Mein Herz war hart wie Eisen, meine Haut fahrt wie der Regen, meine Haut rau wie Kreide, meine Brust bleibt wie ein Brett. Ich war kalt wie ein Kühlschrank und trist wie eine Autobahn, grau wie ein Elefant, träge wie ein endloser Tag. Kalt, steif, traurig, öde, stumm, langweilig. Gelenkig wie eine Schlange, fröhlich wie ein Spatz und amüsant wie ein Affe. Ich rede wie ein Papagei und tanze wie ein Kreisel. Lache mich so schön zu sehen, bin glücklich wie ein Fisch im See. Mein Herz ist falsch wie Watte, meine Haut so sanft wie Samen. Meine Brüste sind rund wie Brötchen, meine Haut glänzt wie Diamant. Ich bin heiß wie ein Ofen und ich bin froh wie ein Fink. Rosa wie eine Rose, schnell wie eine Rakete. Heiß, weich, rosa.
Biscuit in both of my hands, and I'll shop my way to the promised land. this program to bring you a special bulletin from our interplanetary news. We switch you to Earth.
What's going on here, officer?
Well, I was just
standing on the corner watching all the girls go by
when I heard this piercing scream. It was Elvis. The outer space looter stole his teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
Now we have Elvis here. Tell us, Elvis, how do you feel about the loss of your teddy bear?
I'm all shook up.
Have you a few words to the space looters?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Could you tell us what the space looters were wearing? And now we go to Ed on the planet Mars.
Come and go with me.
This is Mars. With me at this microphone are the gentlemen of the space cabinet. Sirs, have you a few words about this universal tragedy?
Such a shame, such a shame.
With me now is the head of the interplanetary police. Sir, what are you doing to recover Elvis' teddy bear? Return you to our studios in the outer space satellite.
Oh, yeah!
We have just made contact with Klug, the head of the outer space looters. Klug, why did you steal Elvis' teddy bear?
He's mine.
Give yourself up, Klug. You'll be caught soon.
That'll be the day.
Listen now as we take you to the chambers of the High Prince of Luna to hear his views of this tragic event.
Have a little more wine, my dear. Oh, if the Prime Minister could see us now.
Now we have the president of the Elvis Fan Club. Have you a few words?
I think I'm gonna cry.
And now the president of the Pat Boone Fan Club. What are your comments? With me now again is Elvis, who is going to make a personal appeal to the space looters to return his teddy bear.
Don't be cruel.
A late-minute bulletin, Elvis' teddy bear has been recovered. But the space looters have given the interplanetary police the cool shake.
A yacht, a mansion and wine that bubbles.
If she doesn't get the thing that she wants, she will give a man plenty trouble.
Give me a bread and butter woman who only wants the simple thing.
Give me a bread and butter woman who likes her meat and potato.
Meat and potato.
Good juicy tomatoes.
Juicy tomatoes. Give him a bread and butter woman.
A woman who talks too much and spends her time reminiscing. A husband who has a wife like that, he will find his shirts with buttons missing.
Give him a bread and butter woman, I mean the real domestic kind. Give him a bread and butter woman, who'll even give up her Sundays.
Give up her Sundays.
To iron your undies.
To iron your undies. Give me a bread and butter woman.
I am a woman who's fond of cash. You never know how I'll rate you. The moment your chips are running low, I will run a sale and liquidate you.
Give me a bread and butter woman who doesn't care how much you make. Give me a bread and butter woman who doesn't ask you for moolah.
Ask you for moolah.
Just pasta bazoola.
Just pasta bazoola.
Give him a bread and butter woman. A woman who likes to dine on dinners of 20 courses. A fellow who feeds a gal like that,
he is better off
playing
the horses.
Give me a bread and butter woman. I love that dollar dinner kind. Give give me a bread and butter woman. I mean the kind that will go nuts
on coffee and donuts,
whose heartbeat will quicken
on half a boiled chicken.
Give me a bread and butter woman.
Dance the screw. The screw.
Come on and do it to the right.
dance the screw. Dance the screw.
Messing around with a no good man. Why, he'll call you honey and he'll squeeze you tight. When you ain't looking, he'll turn out the light. Then, sister, you might as well figure on the Morris plan. As soon as he thinks you're digging his jive, he'll invite you out for a little drive. He's just gotta show you his brand new automobile. But when you miles from home and that night is black, you just don't feel like walking back. You can take it from a gal who knows, honey, I've had that deal. Never, never trust a man. Thinking of a wedding gal, you better change your plan. Never, never trust a man. Before you know it, he's got you hooked in a one-room flat and your goose is cooked with a table bed and a sink and three flights of stairs. He buys you clothes at the five and dime and you look out the window to see the time. You wish you were back at home on them that easy chairs. He only gives you part of the pay. Them collectors knock on that door all day. He blames your mother for helping to spend his dough. when he don't come home till 8:30, he blames the boss for keeping him out late till that lipstick on his collar starts to show. Never, never trust a man. He'll try to fool you if he can, and he can. If you're thinking of a wedding gown, you better change your plan. Never, never trust a man. Now he'll promise you this, he'll promise you that, but gal, you ain't getting nothing but fat, and the first thing you know, you ain't got nothing to wear. Then you gotta stay home, mind the kid, while he goes around just flipping his lid. Then he staggers home, gives you one of them old glassy stares. He'll size you up with a silly grin as sure as you ask him where he's been. He'll say, what's the matter, honey? You know I'm all alone. Then you say, sit down there, take off your shoes. He says, okay, I ain't got nothing to lose, cause I'm gonna catch heck anyhow when I get home. Never, never trust a man. He'll try to fool you if he can. If you're thinking of a wedding gown, you better change your plan.
Pharmacy.
weekend.